The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Be Slimer for Halloween. The scariest gummy bears you will ever see. Lego is in a lost world and a pint from far, far away. It's all on this week's episode of The Want List. Hey everybody, welcome back to episode 32 of The Want List. I'm Zach Wolf from HPOS.com, and we have some great products that you need to be aware of to go out and buy and make your life just a little bit nerdier and a little bit happier. The first one up is a Halloween mask. You know, Halloween's right around the corner. We are officially in that October month that houses the Halloween holiday, and this is a timely release because Ghostbusters just announced a reboot, all-female cast, that is coming sometime soon. A writer and director have been attached to that film, so that'll be an interesting film to say the least. And to get you in the mood, we don't know if this character will return in the new remake reboot of the Ghostbusters universe, but you can be him. I think it's in him. I'm gonna go with the him. For this Halloween, this is from Ruby's Costume Company, Ghostbusters Slimer Headpiece Costume Accessory. Now, this is not really a full-fledged Slimer costume. Essentially, you just put Slimer on your head and his mouth is open, and then you can look out, because you need all the viewing room you can get on a Halloween night when all those dang kids are trying to steal your candy as you walk around. Not trying to harm anyone, you know, just trying to get your own, loot. Those dang kids, always stealing the good stuff. Anyways, so you're not looking at any eye holes from Slimer. That's always nice, but it does look really weird. It looks like Slimer's eating you. And of course, it allows you to just throw something on. You don't have to get a full garb up, you know? If you just want to throw it on every once in a while. You see a house with a porch light on, you're just driving down the street. Hey, let's throw in the Slimer headpiece and go get some candy. I think that counts, right? So this is only $28.51. over on Amazon. You buy it straight from Ruby's Custom Co. They're the provider of this headpiece. You buy it from Amazon. Of course, there's a link over at MajorSpoilers.com. I don't have to tell you that. They're out of stock right now. They will be back in stock in October 15th. So just 5 days from my recording this. So not too long of a wait. You can buy it now, and then should ship to you right away once they have it in stock. And it'll be in time just for Halloween. Maybe you wear all green underneath this. You kind of go with more of a Ghostbusters. Or maybe you wear a Ghostbusters getup with the Slimer head, and it's like Slimer is now a four-armed Ghostbuster. That would be great, would it not? Okay, so get the Slimer headpiece for Halloween over on Amazon. $28.51, available October 15th. And let's keep on that really scary vibe of Halloween, and as I tell you about the Gummy Bear Skeleton Candle. Now, this is a Kickstarter campaign that's actually already been funded, but only has 5 days left to go. So hopefully you're listening to this episode really soon, and you can go and get one of these. You already know you're going to get it because it's already funded. This is pretty interesting. This is a company that is selling candles shaped like gummy bears, but the kick is, as the gummy bear melts, as you use this candle and the wax disappears, a metal gummy bear skeleton will arise. As the wax goes down, you see that the frame of this gummy bear was this terrifying gummy bear looking thing. It's got like really sharp teeth, claws for hands. They always look so cute and cuddly, but on the inside, they are horrible. I think it's a metaphor for diabetes. I'm not entirely sure yet. But these are really cool. You can pledge $40 and you will get your really cool, gummy bear candle. This is a 100-hour burn, so that's going to last you, I would think, about 100 hours. I don't know how, long in candle life that is, but if you burn this an hour for each day, it'll last you 100 days. There you go. Great math. Or you can pony up and do $70 and you'll get two bears. Fantastic. So this is a really cool, interesting idea. I think this company did one before. I'm trying to scroll through their page. I thought I remember them doing some other kind of thing. You need to go to the Kickstarter page. There's a link down in the show notes, and then do an evolution of the bear. It starts as cute, and then goes to fuzzy, has a little bit of wax starts dripping off, and then fierce. Fierce is the third stage, where all you're getting is the head of the gummy bear, and the wick actually goes through the bear's mouth, so it looks like it's like breathing fire. And then you get the pure evil stage, where they say, warnings, always keep away from children of people who easily scare. The candle may attract evil spirits. Never light your bear candle on a full moon. The bear candle may cause severe nightmares. So it's pretty interesting. The measurements of this bear are 8 inches tall, 4.5 inches wide, and 3.5 inches deep. And this is leaving you with a 3-pound beast. So this is really interesting. Congratulations for them for actually funding their Kickstarter campaign. That's great. They had a goal of $5,000, and currently they have $9,725 pledged to their product. So 5 days left. Head over there and get your very own Skeleton Gummy Bear Candle. That is by Skeleton Candles out of San Francisco, California. So I do believe you have to do some hunting on your own. I'm not going to hunt down in the middle of the show what they've done before, but I'm pretty sure they've done something else. So let's move on to a little bit of news. We covered this on MajorSpoilers.com on the 10th of October when I am recording this. Universal and LEGO are teaming up to release sets based off the upcoming, I believe it is June 12th, 2015, Jurassic World movie. I know this because June 12th is my birthday. A little insider hint right there for what maybe you should get me for my birthday. So they will be teaming up to create sets based off the coming 2015 movie. Chris Pratt is starring, and we don't know really anything about the sets at this point. All we know is that Chris Pratt, in an interview, it was a while ago, said that he'd actually seen his character from the movie in minifig form, which was like the first indication that we were going to get any Jurassic World LEGO sets. But interesting to note, that is... with this line of sets, Chris Pratt will have played a character that's been made into minifig form 3 times. First with his character in the LEGO movie, easy to see why that happened, and then Guardians of the Galaxy with Star-Lord, and now whatever his character's name is in Jurassic World, he'll get another minifig. So you can start your whole Chris Pratt minifig collection, because I'm sure he's going to be in an upcoming, the next Guardians of the Galaxy movie that's already been announced, we'll get that again. And then probably, I would say, in Avengers 3, I would assume Guardians of the Galaxy would kind of pop their head in maybe for a second. Maybe in Avengers 2. Who knows? So the official press release came out on the 7th. Here is from a quote from the press release. It says, Jurassic Park defined dinosaurs for an entire generation 20 years ago, and Jurassic World will do the same in 2015. Working with LEGO Group to bring this classic into the present in dynamic and exciting ways is truly thrilling. And that is from Stephanie Sperber, who is Vice President of Global Licensing and Entertainment for the LEGO Group. Nope. Just wrong. That was from Universal Pictures President Stephanie Sperber. And then Jill Wilfert, who is the Vice President of Global Licensing and Entertainment for LEGO Group, said, "We are thrilled to be a part of the groundbreaking Jurassic Park series. The film's imagery and branding are iconic, with a rich array of landscapes, vehicles, and dinosaurs that are perfect for inspiring a line of building sets that will encourage hours of creative play." I agree. Dinosaur minifigs would be awesome. I was tracking down some images to write this story for MajorSpoilers.com. And I actually found images of apparently LEGO and Universal have teamed before. I believe it was for Jurassic Park 3. They have these really interesting sets where it's not specifically for Jurassic Park. It's not like, oh, look, Jurassic Park sets. It's more of like the filming of Jurassic Park is what it looks like. Because you actually get the dinosaurs and kind of sets and then some camera crews with lights and bullhorns and clip clappers. I forget what those are called. And then some LEGO sets, the cars and dinosaurs, which is really cool. That would be really interesting to do a whole movie series of just production. And then you could do your own behind the scenes videos for like the Avengers movie. So you buy an Avengers set and then you buy the LEGO production series set. And then you could do like behind the behind-the-scenes videos based on the Avengers. You can get, like, a Joss Whedon minifig in there, and just crew and stuff, and that'd be interesting. Maybe we should track some of those down and do something weird like that. So that's pretty interesting. We'll get another series of LEGO sets coming in 2015. And speaking of that, you can head to MajorSpoilers.com where you can see the official images now. The official images from LEGO of the 2015 series of sets from the Elves series and then the Technic Vehicle series. Both have been released this week from LEGO. Go over there and you can see all of those images and look forward to all the great things that are coming in 2015 from the LEGO Group. Now, right before I went on air to start recording this, John Kovalik, a world-renowned artist from based on games like Steve Jackson's Munchkin series. Have you heard of it? We do a podcast about it. He's also did the art for Apples to Apples. And another great game we might talk about in an upcoming episode, as it gets closer to release date, that I saw that is an interesting film group card game series. And I have some more information on it, but maybe we'll cover that in a future episode. Right before I went on recording, he sent out a tweet and said, "Hey, look what Scott Johnson and I are doing." Now, Scott Johnson, he's a regular name here at Major Spoilers. We team up with him with a few podcasts, namely Critical Hit and our Munchkin Land podcast. Oh, podcaster extraordinaire and artist Scott Johnson and artist John Kovalik are teaming up to do an interesting series of galactic beverage pints and prints. So each one did a take on the Star Wars universe, and now they're going to be made into either, both pint glasses and poster prints that you can get. Scott did one called Trooper Ale, which is one of a stormtrooper. Has kind of a beer belly, which is kind of funny. Holding a glass, taking a sip. They're kind of they did like plays on essentially like beer logos, which is really cool. And then Kovalik did one called Admiral Ackbeer, and he is in the beer logo saying it's a Trappist. And Ackbar has a nice foaming cup of brew. And these will be put on to both pint glasses and then prints. The pint glasses are 16 ounces pint glasses. And you can eat, these will start shipping October 20th, the pint glasses, and the prints will start, shipping, let's see here, sometime soon, I believe it's the 14th, those will start shipping. You can get a print for $14.95, both are available in prints, and then you can get a pint glass for $16, or you can get the Galactic Beverage Combo, where you can get either a 2-pint glass combo, or a 2-pint glass and 2 hand-sided print combo. So you can get a little cheaper deal if you buy both of the glasses. You can get both of the glasses for $30 instead of $16 individually. Or you can get both pint glasses and then both prints for a mere $60. So this is a really cool team-up. Two guys that do a lot of webcomic stuff. Teaming up and doing something pretty funny. And then we can all benefit from it because we can get our own pint glasses or nice art to hang up. Really cool. I will certainly be ordering at least one of these pint glasses to hold all my favorite beverages in while I drink and enjoy life. So go over there. You can get those from the frogpants.bigcartel.com store, or you can head over to myextralife.com and click on that store button at the top of the page, and it'll take you to that Big Cartel store where you can buy all sorts of Frog Pants merchandise, including these this collaboration between John Kovalik and Scott Johnson. Both have the name John in some form of their names. Fun fact. So that's all the products that we have this week. Let's move on to some LEGO Ideas news. And that is that the Goonies 30th anniversary ship reached 10,000 supporters just this week. And will now enter to the official LEGO review stage. Here's the official word from LEGO. Once the project passed 10,000 supporters on October 8th, they say, "Hey, you guys, this whole ship's treasure and 2,000 supporters agree. We'd like to congratulate you on this milestone. Now it's time to walk the plank, the LEGO review, that is. Hope you remember to hide some jewels in your marble bag. We now officially advance this project to the review stage." LEGO review actually begins in a month. This project qualifies for the third 2014 review, which includes projects that reach 10,000 supporters between early September and early January. For more information about LEGO review process, see the blah, 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 blah. There we go. So, in a month, they will start the review phase. Does that make sense? Early September, early January. We should just still have more time for the projects to get in there. Maybe they start reviewing them early just to get a jump on it, though. So this is a really big set. I'm trying to get a number of pieces, but I'm not seeing any official number of pieces this set is going to take. But it is two decks. This is the set. This is to kind of base it on the Pirates of the Caribbean set, the Black Pearl, which is very similar to the Inferno. And the great thing about this is, which I think helps its chances a lot, is they said they designed this ship using only pre-existing LEGO pieces. So no custom pieces are going to be needed to build this set. And I would have to think that that would help LEGO choose this set as the one to be picked after the official review and to be available for purchase. A lot of minifigs are included in this set. Chunk, Sloth, Data, Mikey, Steph, Brand, Mouth, Andy, Mama, Fratilli, and Francis Fratilli. So a lot of minifigs. I would be surprised if we ever get that many minifigs in one set, especially from the review process. So we did reach 10,000 supporters. This went up a while ago, almost a year ago. But then I think it got some more life once LEGO Kuso switched over to LEGO Ideas. And now it's reached 1,000 supporters. And so I think it will join, the projects. The Avengers Helicarrier is, I think, currently up for review. Or it will be up for review in the next set. And I think the WALL-E set that we have talked about a few times on the want list will also be in that review process. I might be getting LEGO Phase 2 review and 3 review mixed up with a few sets. But as I said, this one will be in the review, and hopefully it gets on. It's a pretty nice-looking set, and will go nicely with the 2015 Pirate sets that LEGO is already planning to release in the coming years. They could kind of just slip it right in there next to them. People will get a lot of Goonies love because it is the 30th anniversary for the film in 2015, so there's a lot of room for them to build off of that, which could help LEGO with sales. And with that, we have come to a close of another Wantless podcast episode. Make sure to head to MajorSpoilers.com, where you can find the links for all the products we talked about in this show down in the show notes on that podcast posting page. Of course, head over to MajorSpoilers.com, click on the Amazon.com link. Of course you would click on that link, where you can do all of your Amazon shopping. And it's not going to cost you any extra when you use that link. No. They're not going to charge you more for using that. But what they are going to do is send a little bit of money back to Major Spoilers to help us continue to put out great content for you each and every week. Head over to the MajorSpoilers.com YouTube page. You're going to want to do that, especially if you're a fan of Dungeons & Dragons, because Steven took the time to unbox two of the 5th edition minifigs boxes that just released this last week. So we unboxed those, and you can get to see some of the miniatures in that grab bag style of format they are being sold in from NECA and WizKids. So go check that out. A lot of cool stuff else being posted up there all the time. So do not miss out on that at all. But that is it. We are at the end. That's over. Done. Episode 32 is in the bag. We will see you next week on the Want List.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.